at the heart of the Christian life is a call to radical obedience. And we certainly are considering obedience to God's law, to God's moral law when we talk about obedience. But we're also considering the many other ways as Catholics we're called to follow the norms, the rules, the laws of our church and our faith. So the fasting, for example, or going to confession, coming to Sunday Mass. You know, there's so many rules, norms, laws that we're called to follow. Today, both readings remind us about the centrality of giving our heart to these laws, to the way that the Lord is leading us. Today, Moses says to the people, "Israel, take notice of the laws and the customs I teach you today, and observe them that you may have life and may enter and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you." I want to suggest today that, as is the case with most of life, the motivation, or our motivation, when we consider following God's law is really important. And it seems to me that there are two obvious and contrasting motivations for being obedient to the law of God. The first is a motivation of fear, where we might see God's law as somewhat of a demand that God puts on us. And we're kind of motivated by a fear. If we don't do what God says, he won't love us, or he won't bless us, or we won't get to heaven. Yeah? So that's the first motivation, fear. In contrast to that, the other motivation is what we might call faith, where we believe that God really wants what is best for us. That's God's heart. Yeah? And God is already living within us. And so any law that God invites us to follow is purely for our own benefit. That God gives us laws so that we know how to live in such a way that we unite ourselves with God who is already within us. Yeah? We're drawn more deeply into his life. Two very contrasting motivations. And I want to suggest that our motivation really matters because it shapes the way that we experience our faith and our life. When we're operating out of fear, faith, God, church, it tends to be more of a burden. It's something that we have to do. It's like just another box that we need to tick. It's more about what we're doing as opposed to what God's doing. And so when we're operating out of that motivation, we tend to be a bit close to what God's actually saying and doing in our lives. It's more about us doing the right thing, yeah? When we're operating out of faith, it tends to be more of an adventure, life. We see it more as a partnership. God wants what's best for me. God's at work in me. Okay, you know, as I try and be faithful to what God's calling me to do, I trust that that's going to open me up even more fully to his life and to his blessing, to his goodness. See, it's a very different heart. It's a different spirit. And that second, you know, when we're operating out of faith, we tend to be much more open, much more docile to how God's speaking to us because we're not kind of anxiously driven by fear. Motivation is so important, and it's often so hidden. We don't even realise what we're motivated by. So it's important from time to time to come back and just to check in. It's like, what's motivating my obedience? Am I afraid? Am I trying to earn God's love in some way? Or is it because I really believe that this is what's best for me? This is what God wants, what's best for me? And if we are operating out of fear, just an opportunity for us to ask the Lord, Jesus, give me another reminder of your love, of your goodness, so that my obedience really is a reflection of my faith and not my fear.